We're constantly hearing about the changing laws guiding all sorts of areas of this country. It seems to be something new every week, every day in some cases. But if you're a finance firm or producing finance products for companies, for individuals, then it is all change, because by 2014, loads more rules come in. So there's going to be a whole lot more competition out there in the market. Terry Mullins is a sales coach offering businesses a whole range of skills and techniques to help get their message across and to help people engage with them and eventually buy their product. So he's looking at the finance structure coming up and how he can help finance firms. Terry, just tell me, what is the main challenge in your eyes?
I think, Matthew, one of the problems that finance companies are experiencing at the moment is they're undergoing fundamental changes, massive changes, in fact. I believe in 2014, the whole structure of how their payments are received or how they're able to bill people is going to change radically. Whereas before, a lot of payments to finance companies were done in terms of commission. They were part of the cost of the product. And it not hidden, but sort of in the general cost, and therefore no selling required, really. You just basically, if you could sell, get someone on the idea of the product and the total cost, it wasn't an issue. From 2014, my understanding is that they're moving to a fee-based system. Now, of course, with fee-based systems, what you get is competition, because once there's a fee can be raised or lowered. And it becomes a little bit more of a sales process. There's more involved in selling the product, because you have to actually justify your costs in a way that perhaps you don't have to now.
Okay, so obviously people who are doing this line of business will need some new skills. What sort of skills will they need?
I think anyone who's been selling financial services over the last sort of decade, without wishing it to be crude, they've had it pretty good. Financial products, people have been in the market for it, they're looking for it. Because of recent history, perhaps the financial sector isn't as well thought of as it used to be. So people are much more sceptical, much more what you might call wise buyers. They're sort of looking a lot harder. So just expecting it to walk in the way it used to probably isn't going to happen. So you need to sort of be looking, proactively looking for business, but also, once you're sort of talking to your clients, you need to have a structure in which you can actually get the thing done. One of the things I deal with quite a lot in the work I do is a thing I term completion. And what that's about is just making sure that at every step of the process, you and the client know what's going to happen next. Now, you may say this is an obvious thing and, you know, everybody does that, but most people don't follow up. Not just financial people, but generally speaking in sales, most people don't follow up. And in the past, that's been okay, because there's been so much business about, you didn't need to follow up. So now a structure for following up needs to be put in place.
Okay, so that's what you're about, giving those sort of tips and skills and techniques. Just give us a little hint of a tip that you might give to an IFA along that line.
Well, I mean, certainly in terms of that, let's just consider the whole aspect of completion. Let's talk about completion at a sales meeting. You know, if you're talking with a client, at the end of that sales meeting, what you will normally do is say to them, well, you know, that's the product. And they will invariably say, well, okay, well, that's really interesting. We'll go away and think about it. There's an awful lot of going away and thinking about it in sales. So they'll disappear. Now, if you leave it like that, then what you have to do is a second call. Now, the second call is actually harder than, say, people worry about cold calls. A second call is harder. Once you've given someone all your details, all the products, all the information, how do you justify going back to them? How do you just suddenly, you know, 2 or 3 weeks later think, oh, they didn't get back, I better give them a call? And it will always be about, oh, it's always awkward. It's an awkward call to make. So what I'm saying is that at the end of that first sales meeting, get complete. And how you get complete is you just say to them, you know, when they say to you, we're going to go away and think about it, say, that's absolutely great. Any idea how long before you'll be able to get back to me? I mean, now you may say, well, that sounds a bit salesy, but actually people are quite happy with that. That's not an unusual request. And they'll say, well, we're going to take us a week or so. And then what will you say? Well, let's not say a week. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a call in a couple of weeks, because I'm dealing with an awful lot of people at the moment. I want to make sure I get complete on your project, so that we make sure that we deal with all your stuff. So if it's okay with you, I'll give you a call in a couple of weeks. And they'll say, yeah, that'll be okay, because people generally do. You say, okay, what's a good day? Well, I'm usually at home on a Wednesday or a Thursday. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll call you on Thursday the 15th or whatever, and you put it in your diary. Now, the interesting thing about that is that once you've put it in your diary, you can forget about it. And they will probably forget about it as well. But on the 15th, when you open your diary and you look, it'll simply say, call Mr. and Mrs. Jones. And suddenly, what was a problem becomes like an obligation. It's something you promised to do. And it just makes it easier.
Okay, so that's a good little tip there for... Yeah. That's not actually just for IFAs, finance firms. That is for anyone, really.
That's right. The trouble is that I tend to deal with people who are professional people. And professional people have a lot of issues around selling. Because generally speaking, you know, they don't want to be seen as salespeople. I mean, as you know, my company's called The Reluctant Salesman. And the reason it's called The Reluctant Salesman is simply because I deal with people who don't really see themselves as salespeople. Even though they're in sales, it's quite strange. So what we need to do is make the whole process as simple as possible. And in order to do that, my view is to create processes like the one I just mentioned. Completion is a process. And processes, you put certain processes in place and then you just do the next thing. It's all like that. Woody Allen once said that 95% of success is showing up. So all you have to do is show up.
Okay, so if someone is interested now, how can they take this further with you?
Oh, you know, I'm easy enough to find. You can check out my website, www.thereluctantsalesman.co.uk, and you'll find some stuff on there that you might be of interest. But I'm pretty well known around the county, so if you need to get in touch with me, it shouldn't be that difficult.